Okay, so it's about 8 o'clock in the morning. I just got a text said real world applications, please. So the mysteries. Okay, so one real world application is everywhere you look, you see red versus blue, right? The red versus the blue. And so this is a code hidden in plain view. It's been there your whole life. When you go to a hockey game, you see a red jersey versus a blue jersey. When you go to McDonald's or when you go to Coca-Cola or Pepsi, you get red versus blue, right? Politics, red versus blue. You see the red versus blue, and in the horizontal plane, it's just face-to-face turning to birth in the new creature. In the vertical plane, so on the horizontal plane, you got red facing off with blue. On the vertical plane, up and down versus the horizontal, you've got the red above the blue. The reason is blue is law. Red is grace. Red is the blood. Blue is the letter. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So red would represent the blood of Jesus, the grace of God, the love of God. And that's why you only need a drop. The cleansing power of the blood. And so on the news the other day, there was this dude that was wearing all red. And he went in and I think he killed some people or something. And then the other day after that, I posted that on my page. I went into work and there's this guy walking up, going up and down the elevator, all red, exposing himself to housekeeping. All red. And so the fact that it's a repeat, once you see it, if you see something that stands out, trust me, it's going to repeat. He might have been up there trying to kill somebody, you know, rape or kill somebody. But anybody who's wearing all red, that means they need a lot of blood cover. They got a lot of blood cover. I remember when I had the red Mustang, I wasn't saved. I needed a lot of blood cover. You know, it was all about me. You know, I could say, well, it's the people I was raised in, and I didn't know any better. And that's true. You know, you don't know any better. When you're unsaved and you're raised around unsaved people, you think you're saved, but you're not. But anywhere you go, you'll see the red versus blue. And so on the horizontal plane, it's the face-to-face turning. It's competition for a reason, to birth out the baby. So you finally wake up, and you look at the other person face to face, say, oh, that's just a different version of me. That if I wouldn't have got saved, I would have been like them. If I would have chose a different path, I'd have been like them. So this is how you overcome. There's a red car on the side of the highway right now. I just saw a red car as I'm talking about. Broke down on the side of the highway. So there's a reason why policemen pull over red cars. There's a reason. Anyway. So, when you wake up to the red versus the blue in the horizontal plane, the earth plane, then you realize that that other person you look at is just a different version of you. The self doesn't really exist. The self is just the flesh mind. But there's no such thing as the self because we're all in Christ. Our consciousness comes from Jesus. Our mind, our will, our emotions, our intellect, our words, our language, everything that we speak comes from Jesus. And so Jesus is high and lifted up, holy, separate, undefiled, separate from sinners. But we're in the flesh, and so we're being birthed into the mind of Christ day by day, the turning. So the red versus blue is the Turing machine to turn out copies. So when you face off with a narcissist, a Jezebel, Delilah, it's not really about what's going on in the relationship per se, because you know they're just totally lost and hell-bound and selfish. It's about how God is going to push you to the next level, because they're going down. So when you face off with a unsaved, no, they're going down unless they get saved. If you face off with another saved, it's the spirit sharpen the spirit. But when the flesh faces off with a flesh creature, the flesh cuts the flesh. It's destroying, tearing, ripping. It's a ripping process instead of a cutting and building up process. It's a tearing down. The tears, the reason the word you tear something apart is because, and that's why they're called tears. Your words reveal the code. Your words reveal everything. The tears tear down. The saints are not ain'ts. They've been integrated in with the letter S. S is integration. So an ain't becomes a saint by the letter S. S is the integration process that God is doing with all mankind. He would not have any man to go to hell. He would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But not all men are going and going to do that. And he knew that. And so the script is written as a Wile E. Coyote script. The flesh always persecutes the spirit. It always has. Just because Paul said it in the New Testament doesn't mean it didn't happen before. It happened in Genesis 3. Her desire shall be unto her husband, to rule over her husband. That's the flesh versus the spirit. That's why the woman's under the authority of man, because the flesh is under law, and the law is upright. And so, if a wife doesn't obey her husband, why did she get married? She should stay single if she doesn't want to submit. And there's a lot of women, they get married not for a relationship, but they either want to have a baby or security or image or, look at me, I got me a man. Or they want to have this image. They get married before they're 30 to have a baby. They get married before they're 60 because of they know it's rough out here. They get married before they're 40 because if they don't, that's their last chance, you know. Now, if a woman gets married early on, it's a different story. But it's all earthly. That's why she decorates her house, puts flowers up, has a little dog or a little cat. They always, it's all of the earth plane. That's their kingdom. Now, the saved women that I've talked to, they're different. Now, they do keep a clean house, but they do stuff in the natural. They enjoy the natural. But also, they set their affections above. There's a difference between a saved woman and an unsaved woman. And so, the unsaved woman can manipulate the unsaved man if she's like into witchcraft and sorcery and all that. But the saved man, he sees through her. And so, her mom has taught her how to manipulate the man and control and all that stuff, play little mind games and so psychological MK Ultra game. But the saved man says, wait a minute, you're contradicting yourself. You're a liar. What are you doing? You're insecure. You don't want to be held accountable. Why is your insecurity controlling you? If you're in Christ, who cares about your insecurity? Just do what's right. Admit you were wrong, change it. If you can't change it, pray to God. Let's talk about it. Let's make it happen. But the insecure, unsaved woman, she don't have any security because she's not hid in Christ in God. So she's insecure. And so she's playing all these little mind games to hide because of her insecurities. She don't want him to know, but she's trying to get those needs met without him knowing that he's meeting the needs, because she's trying to manipulate it. She's trying to be God. And so I've seen this pattern so many times. It's sad. I've worked around them. I've been married to them. I've dated them. And it's like, I thought you were saved. You're not even close to understanding what salvation is. But my problem was, I was trying to save them and fix them and help them and change them. And you can't help nobody. You can't save nobody. That's idolatry. Only Jesus can save. But a saved woman, if she's really married to a saved man, she'd say, look, I have this problem. I have agoraphobia. I don't like to go to the grocery store. I get nervous around people. Can you go with me? Yeah, I'll go. let's do some simulation. Let's go through it about 10 times and then you'll be healed. I'm just throwing something stupid out there. But my point is, if you set your affections above, that's what the Bible says to do. But you set your affections below, you're under the devil's repeat system. Time is a repeat. The Revelation says time shall be no more. Once you get the 5D mindset, you see past time, everything's just repeating. And once you step into that, you're like, praise God, hallelujah. I already know what's going to happen before it happens. And if you understand the dispensations, you know what's going to happen dispensationally. And so you already know what's going to happen before it happens because it's all a repeat. And you know the red versus blue game. And if somebody says, let's go to the football game, the hockey game, you're like, I've already been to that a million times because if I win once, I've been twice. And I've been twice, I've been 20 times. Long story short, by knowing the red versus blue everywhere, all the time, you can see a code hidden in plain view that tells you it's a simulation and that tells you that you're outside of the simulation because you got the Holy Spirit, you're hid in Christ and God, so you're seated in the heavenlies. You can look outside. You can look from the outside in and see what you're dealing with. And you can see patterns. That's just one example of a pattern. You can see patterns and you can actually control the simulation in a way because you already know what it's going to do before it does it. And you know what the flesh creature is going to do before they do it. You know if a flesh creature is lying to you, they're lying to themselves and they're gaslighting themselves and they're going to try to gaslight you.